So what that means is the national office is having to try to balance its budget when it's not getting ample central service payment from at least one major station, WBAI. So what do we do about this? It's necessary, it would be best for the national office to have some buffer in case one of those stations or another station comes in with a bad fund drive. If there is a shortfall in central services, what happens is the national office, because it's working from hand to mouth at the current time, at this current time, cannot pay crucial bills, such as payroll, such as health benefits, such as Democracy Now!, which is not just $604,000, it's an added $120,000 for the uplink and downlink service. That's over $700,000, plus another $500,000, well, $450,000 or so to FSRN. So if there's any kind of difficulty at one of the stations and there's no buffer, no reserves, no extra cash at the national office, what happens is that in desperation, the national office has to then go to stations to either borrow money or deplete reserves at any station that has liquid cash. I mean, what else can the national office do if it can't pay bills, crucial bills? It can backlog bills. It can do that. We can stop payment to Democracy Now!. We can stop payment to FSRN. It's much more difficult to stop payment of our health care benefits, our insurance, and our payroll. So in terms of the situation at the national office, last year the national office budget was cut very drastically. And that resulted in understaffing at the national office level. And I don't think that there's anything further that can be eliminated at the national office level at this time. But we can always look. One of the reasons that we're having problems with financial reporting is that we used to have five full-time employees. We now have 2.5 full-time employees. We have half the staff that we used to in the finance area of the national office. So we're trying to get twice as much work out of the employees we have. So those are the alternatives. We can ask KPFK and WBAI to pay their debt back over a longer amortization period. That is not going to help us in the short run if there's a shortfall or if there's a failed fund drive or there's some legal expense that needs to be paid, something like that, of that nature, some building problem or whatever at one of the stations. The national office doesn't have reserves, so we'll have to look for the money elsewhere. So the effort on LaVarne's part is to use fundraising to try to make a little bit of a cushion at the national office. And I don't see anything wrong with that. Maybe trying to have all five stations pay back the debts of two stations in a short period of time is not realistic, but there may be some alternative that would give some relief, some buffer at the national office level. But this is in practical terms what's happening. And, we need to work together. The success that we've had with fixing WBAI is appealing to the best of us to help those of us who are struggling. And it's been tremendously successful at WBAI and at WPFW. There's no intention on the part of the national office to harm any station. We're trying as best as we can to lift the income of every station and to work together as a network to do that. We're sharing information, we're sharing resources and staff, and we're doing the best we can with an understaffing situation. So let's think of a solution that everybody likes, but there needs to be some sort of a buffer of cash at the national office. or readily accessible to the national office. Zach.
Okay, Lizette. Okay, thank you, Grace. Let's see, next is LaVarne and then Lizette.
Thank you, Jamie. You know, what I was glad that Grace talked about, or that Alberto talked about the 300,000 line of credit that we paid back, and that the budget that we had for this year. You know, I might want to ask, I guess, Brian and Susan both, when the $1 million loan was floated last year with a balloon payment, what was that? And then you also did the $300,000 line of credit, which we paid back in August of this year and released the $320,000 in cash to the foundation. What was the payback plan on that $1 million loan that was floated but was defeated?
It was going to be until you got to the 10 years into it, it was as if it were $1 million loan amortized over 30 years with whatever the interest rate, which was like 7.5 or 8 or something. I can't remember what.
Okay, and were all stations to pay this back, or was this supposedly go to BAI?
That hadn't been worked out.
FFK's mortgage was, building was the mortgage for that.
You asked me as one of the people. I was not on the board at the time, nor on the NFC. But
okay.
My understanding of the reason why the KPFK building was to be collateral was that KPFK's budget problems were one of the precipitating factors, and that KPFK should therefore shoulder a greater burden in terms of addressing the financial problem. And I think that one of the questions that Brian raised in a previous call, which I think is very legitimate, is if the stations that are causing the financial problems should not, at the very least, be contributing first to the restoration of the balances. So we've got KPFK, and we've heard a lot from Grace about what a great job KPFK has been doing and how wonderful its fund drives are and so forth. It's got a $300,000 debt. And KPFK and WBAI are the biggest station areas, and I think it's really important for us to establish a policy that those stations need to be major contributors to the foundation as a whole, including the resolution of the financial troubles that for which they have a disproportionate share.
Anyway, LaVarne had the floor. Sorry.
But thank you for the response, Susan. Because, again, you know, my point, and I'll say it again very strongly, is that WBAI is in the position it's in because the majority on the PNB allowed the situation to continue, allowed the losses to continue, allowed it to mount up so that there was no contribution of central services. That Democracy Now, as Grace said, $600,000 plus the uplink, another $120,000, that had to be paid, and it was paid out of the national office, because the national office is the last resort. And so in order to establish a reserve in the national office, that's what we've asked to do. But back to the loan. Okay, my question is, again, is that who is going to pay back this $1 million loan that was amortized over 10 years and that had mortgaged the assets of KPFK? And another reason why the KPFK was in the position it was in is because there were decisions, which I can't talk about too much on a public phone, but there were decisions made by the PNB majority at the time that contributed to the reason why KPFK could not pay central services. So
actually, LaVarne, could I jump in here one question?
Sure.
A small point of personal privilege. If you could, instead of saying PNB majority, just say the PNB. You know, the PNB votes.
The PNB at the time made decisions that contributed to the fact that central services could not be paid by KPFK. And KPFK directors at the time and the management at the time were allowed to do this by the PNB. So there were directors on that board from all the other stations that allowed that to happen. So when you start looking at who's responsible, the listeners of KPFK, just as I believe the listeners of WBAI, are not totally responsible for the mismanagement that was caused. But for the PNB to allow the debt and the downward trend in listener support without trying to correct that over the years, and this was allowed to accumulate, WBAI was allowed not to give a contribute to central services, which we finally did, like, this month. But, so therefore, you know, the responsibility isn't totally the responsibility of WBAI listeners or KPFK listeners today. It's the responsibility of the total of the foundation. That's why I believe all of them are responsible. And like Jamie said, I guess the decision had not been made as to who was to pay back this $1 million loan that was floated last year with this balloon payment. And so therefore, you know, was that going to be put on WBAI? If it had been put on WBAI at the time, WBAI has not paid any central services until this month for 2009. And so then BAI would have been bankrupt. So that was a prescription for bankruptcy of BAI. So, you know, as a foundation, either we're going to have to go on this together, use our resources, be accountable not just for your station, but for decisions that you make or did not make for other stations that result in their financial collapse. The responsibility, the accountability is for the entire board and those directors from the other stations. So you just cannot escape it. In terms of, again, the amount that we need to make the national office whole, I mean, if we make the pledge, and we will make it here at BAI because of the changes that Grace put it in place back in May with our first fund drive, that we can make those. We see the income coming in. The listeners are responding. We can make that. So we just have to make that pledge so that we will eventually bring the national office whole. But again, if we continue as I think Alberto said to do central services at 19.5%, you know, we'll be operating like at break even, but we still will not accumulate that reserve that we need to help stations during these times when they cannot make payroll or cannot pay benefits. And you know, that includes PFW right now, which hasn't paid some benefits in 3 months. So again, this is part of why we need to do the reserve. And unlike this loan that was floated, again, we can retire this debt after our repayment plan after 1 year. If we see that there are reserves in there that can take us through at least 2 months in the national office and help to the stations if there is some problem with meeting their payroll or their health benefits. And that's what we're asking for. And again, the thing for us all should be, you know, we made these decisions together. We cannot, again, just put it on one station. If the PNB as a whole allowed, particularly with BAI, to continue to run these deficits and not make central services payments, but still enjoy Democracy Now! Employed every day and not paying a penny for it. So, no, this wasn't just a decision of the management here at BAI. The decision was of the PNB, and the PNB as a whole is responsible. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, LaVon. Let's see, next on the stack we have Luzette.
Brian, too.
I just want to touch on a few things. If the argument to not let stations get away with irresponsible approaches to doing business means that they're being punished, and that's what I mean. Let them be punished, because right now we have a faction saying that this PNB is making up stories, that the station is not in bad a state as we say. So let them feel it. We should not let them off the hook. The second thing, you talk about hand to mouth. At TFW, when we put our hand to our mouth, there's nothing in the hand. So we can't even live hand to mouth. and inadvertently you're trying to kill PFW. I don't know for the others. And here is how it's being done. We did a mini drive the other day. We got $90,000-something. I'm not even sure what the fulfillment rate was. But that was not even enough to pay legal fees and settlement. It wasn't enough.
I agree, yeah.
Good. Secondly, we have some a contract, which I'm going to be talking about later. We have to pay for putting that contract, the terms of the contract in place, but the revenue goes to National. We get nothing from it. Thirdly, we have equipment that is outdated, dates back to maybe 30 years, and we have to look at that as well. So, I mean, if nobody can see this as trying to kill the station, then I don't know what else. We have to bear our own expenses. Nobody else is bearing it. And we are being asked to bear other people's expenses when they were irresponsible and denying it, I might add. And I'm not sure I'm going to go along with this. I'm sorry. I'm not convinced.
Barb Wolferstadt.
Okay. Thank you, Luzette. Next on the stack is Brian.
I think we're backing into the conversation we need to have. What we need to see is a budget for the National Office for next year. We need to figure
exactly
out where the shortfalls are and how we're going to plug them, not look at the $1.2 million receivable that's built up on the books and say, how are we going to pay that off? Because, frankly, how we're going to pay off debt to each other within the network is not the conversation we need to be having right now. The first conversation we need to be having is, how do we pay our bills so our vendors don't take us to court? The second conversation we have to be having is, how do we get WBAI and any other stations that are not currently paying central services to a place where they can pay current payments? That needs to happen before we even have a conversation about making catch-up, because, frankly, having the whole network assuming responsibility for WBAI's past debt while the station's still going further into debt, still accumulating debt to the National Office, seems completely backwards. And then the final conversation we can have is, how do we settle up and where do we need cash reserves and how much? Because the way this is proposed right now just seems to be a recipe for imposing unrealistic fundraising expectations on the station and transferring money out of station cash reserves to the National cash reserve. I mean, that's going to be the net effect. And I don't know how that benefits us. It just moves money around within the network. So that's how I feel about it. And that's the conversation I think we need to be having right now, is the budget conversation, the conversation with the budget as centerpiece. Because we just had it with reference to KPFT, and we saw what effect this kind of repayment scheme has on KPFT's budget. It pushes their fund drive goals to unrealistic and unsustainable levels, and it pushes their overall net spending as a deficit. We can't do that to the rest.
Okay, thank you, Brian. Next is Arpal.
Yeah, I agree with some of what Brian says. Probably we need to reach some sort of a compromise and think to ourselves that the thing is, we have to survive, all of us, the whole thing, all of Pacifica. I'm going to use one of my boat analogies again here. In the past, I said, you know, last year I was saying there's a problem and PAI is like a boat with a hole in the bottom, and instead of bailing out the water, we need to fix the hole in the bottom of the boat. We probably have done that particular part right there, but, you know, there's still a lot of water in it. Well, the other analogy I want to use is, we are not five separate boats floating around, maybe tied together with rope. Pacific is one big boat, and there's a part that's a BAI part, and there's a part that's, you know, the other parts, and it's not as if one part can really sink and the other parts are still floating. It's all one big thing. If one part of the boat is taking on a lot of water, it's going to make the boat list, and the rest of the boat is going to get a little bit deeper in the water. And if it sinks, the whole boat sinks, not just one part. We are completely bound together. There really is only the Pacifica Foundation in terms of a 501c3. So we have to think about the survival of the whole thing, keeping the whole boat afloat. And in terms of like punishing, it's crazy. It's like saying, you know, I'm going to cut off my arm because you know, my fingers did something. Well, it's your arm, it's your body. You cut a piece of it off, you're cutting a piece of yourself off. So I think what we do need to do is see how we can survive. What can we do? And do whatever on earth is necessary for that. Because I think that with changes that have been happening, if we can survive for the next year, we can start to thrive the year after that. And I mean for the entire Pacifica Foundation. So I think it's a question of survival, and we need to do something short term. And for the long term, if we can do the short term and keep things going as they have been going for the past 2 months, I think long-term will be easier to take care of. So we need to sort of do both and realize we are all in the same boat.
Point of information.
Yes, go ahead, Lizette.
If that be the case, should we not be looking at sharing all the expenses across the board, as in the case of PFW? Let's share the legal expenses as well, because the lawsuits are against Pacifica, not PFW.
Yeah, we've got some legal expenses we'd love to share with y'all, too.
So let's pool it, then.
It wouldn't be to PFW's advantage to do that. Believe me, Lizette. I'm familiar with the legal expenses. You wouldn't gain from that. Believe me. It wouldn't be to your advantage. I don't think.
No.
Okay.
No. So, anyway, I'm sorry I interjected.
No problem. Well, let's see, people. I actually thank you all for your contributions to this conversation. As I understand, we have a proposal on the floor from the CFO that we institute this plan to pay back $1.2 million of debt owed to the national office.
Brian here.
I get the feeling from the committee that the committee does not really support this plan. So, I mean, I don't know.
Jamie?
Well, we could vote it down, say we do not agree with this particular plan. You know, we're open to other. We disagree with every plan. But
Brian,
I think we do need to make a statement about this because it is going to be, it appears that National wants to put this in the budget. So let's see, I'm hearing from Brian Campbell and Susan. Okay, Brian.
Mr. Chair, I would move the committee request that if the CFO has any proposals regarding payback of debt within the network, they be submitted to this committee in writing at least 24 hours before the meeting at which they're to be considered, and that until such time as such a proposal is approved by the National Board, all associated amendments made by the National Office to KPFT but be stricken from it.
Okay, say that again. So you're asking that we
CFO has a $1.2 million payback plan that you submitted in writing before our meeting.
It was in writing at the PNB, Brian. So, what are you at?
Can you forward it to us?
PNB. I mean, I put it in the packets in the PNB. When was that? July?
I'm
in,
not on the PNB, and
you're
half the members of this committee. And I'm talking about the $1.2 million, not the $300.
No, for both of them. It was in the packets.
You know what, Brian? All the PNB reports.
It was in the PNB package.
Yeah, what he's asking for, though.
We distributed in July in New York.
LeVarn. What he's asking for is that it be forwarded to the National Finance Committee.
Okay.
Can I make a quick suggestion, please?
Yes, go ahead.
All those reports are posted on the Pacifica.org website. They don't need to be sent to anyone. Just go to the Pacifica.org.
Well, they should be. If we're going to vote on a motion, it should be sent to us. You know, when we have our PNB meeting, someone wants to propose a motion, they send the motion to the PNB. I believe that's a reasonable way to do things.
No problem.
And an item of this magnitude should be on a publicly posted agenda in advance of the meeting.
It wasn't a motion. I'll have to put it in the form of a motion. It was just it was a payback plan for the national office. And again, I will reiterate that there is a forgiveness in the payback plan. After, it'd be after 1 year, after 2 years, you know, I'll write that in there. Well, no, you just go there and get it out.
Well, I actually agree with Brian that if we're going to consider something, we should have it in writing and understand what specifically we're considering. But anyway, so your motion is that it be submitted in writing.
If the CFO has any proposals in regard to this, that it be submitted in writing to this committee at least 24 hours before we consider it, and that until the national board approves such a plan, that anything pertaining to it be stricken from KPFT's budget.
Second.
Okay.
I'm working on the wording of that there. I have.
Do you want me to type it up for you, R. Paul?
That would be good if you could do it fast. Just whip it in. Yeah.
Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead, Campbell.
Yes, this is consistent with that motion and with what I had requested earlier. And that would be that we simply for tonight table the motion. And we can adopt Brian was suggesting as a standing rule for the committee. I think that would be entirely appropriate. But insofar as any acceptance of this, you know, the proposal for, you know, repaying the national office, I think that it needs to be tabled.
Okay, that's a motion to table.
Is there a difference between table and postponing?
Yeah, there is in the wacky, wonderful world of Robert's Rules.
Point of order, Mr. Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
I don't have a motion.
A motion?
Right. No motion on the floor to table or postpone or anything.
Well, he stated the motion, and we accept Brian's commitment to type it. He's probably typing right now. But to table it, yes, to answer your question, Lizette, to table it makes it, it takes it away from our consideration until
tonight, to the
until
next
we decide to bring it back, basically. Yeah. And to postpone it is kind of the same thing, except the table, motion to table, you're not allowed to debate. Motion to postpone, you can debate. And to postpone, you can say until a certain event, like a certain time, but a motion to table, there's no certain time affixed to it.
Can I speak to this?
A motion to table, unfortunately, Robert's rule says you cannot debate it. We just have to vote on whether we're...
What are people trying to table? Brian's motion?
Yes.
Well,
exactly, and Brian's motion is saying...
What are you trying to table there?
The point is that the way that Laverne presented her proposal, she may not have used the word motion, but it was something that was presented for the adoption by the National Finance Committee. I had raised the concern that it wasn't in writing that I had seen. Okay, it may have been presented to the PMB in writing. And I received from, I believe it was Susan, a tabulation on that. But I think that the specifics as it's being presented to the NFC need to be stated. I would also like to have something of this significance to include the discussion that's taken place thus far, and especially the points that are raised by Brian. And, you know, I think that that's very important. I think that some of the predecessor
but
comments...
But actually, what you're saying, but you made a motion to table, which it turns out is not debatable. So you want us to table Laverne's concept.
Right, which was really a motion without the word.
Okay, point of order from R. Paul.
Since I don't have any actual motion from Laverne,
thank you.
So if there's no motion from Laverne, you can't
exactly.
Table a motion that hasn't been made.
Okay, so we can't table Laverne's.
There was
thing.
No motion.
Exactly.
Okay, I will rule that point of order is well taken.
Even so, to table a motion such as that don't make sense, because if it's important, then why you table it
we don't have to discuss it anymore. I will say that I do believe we need to address this in some manner because it's in the budget that we're going to have to approve. So,
well, my motion's still pending, isn't it?
Yes, your motion is still pending, and have you and I just got it. Look at that. Okay, so we do have a motion on the floor here.
It's 11:15 in the east, Mr. Chair. I suggest we try to vote on it.
11:25.
Pardon?
11:21.
Okay, 11:21. Oh, no, the watch.
Well, this, unfortunately, you know, if we're going to do a good job with these budgets, this issue of, you know, it takes time. We do need to have this discussion and figure out how we're going to deal with this issue.
Can somebody read that motion for me? Because my computer's...
You want me to read it?
Yes,
go ahead, Arpa.
Okay, the motion by Brian is, one, that the CFO submit any proposal regarding repayment of internal debt to the NFC in writing at least 24 hours before the NFC is to consider it. Two, that until the PNB approves a plan for repaying $1.2 million in internal debt, that all associated amendments made by the National Office to KPFT's budget be stricken. That's what I have.
Okay. So, is there any comment or discussion? We can go straight to a vote if people would like to. Then we can get off the phone.
Right. Sounds good.
Okay, then.
Question.
Okay, question from Ms. Susan Young.
Nope.
Alberto.
Anybody else?
I called the question.
I called the question. Got it.
Yeah, we can't call question committees, unfortunately.
Right.
Oh, rubber
But
through.
Anyway, since there's no comments, let's see, our Paul. Do you want to call the roll on this motion?
Okay, give me a second. Okay. Let me scroll down here. Okay, this is on Brian's motion. Grace Aaron.
No.
Rhonda Dixon. Brian Edwards Tiekert.
Yes.
Sherry Gendelman?
I'm sorry, maybe I was muted. Yes.
Campbell Johnson?
Yes.
Lizette King?
Abstain.
Alberto Luera?
I am not voting against the CFO. I am voting for the interest of the organization. Unfortunately,
I have to
vote yes.
Arpa Martin, pass. Jamie Ross?
I will abstain.
LaVarne Williams?
I'm sorry, what was the motion again?
Oh, please.
It's Brian's... It's Brian's motion. Do you want it read?
Yes.
Okay, the motion is... One, that the CFO submit any proposal regarding...
Oh, no, you can start right there. No.
Okay, let's scroll back.
Sorry. I'm working on more than... I'm in the office, so I'm working, y'all.
Okay, next. Susan Young?
Yes.
Okay, going back. R. Paul Martin. I have... 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in favor. I have 5 in favor. I have 2 no and 3 abstentions.
Okay. All right, so...
Mr. Chair, move we adjourn.
Second question.
Yes, Brian?
Susan Young has requested an agenda item for this meeting regarding arrears to FSRN. I also had questions about that. I don't know if we have time to address it tonight, but I would like to know when we will have time.
We have to have another meeting shortly about additional budgets. Why don't we address it?
Next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday, LaVarn, will we have more budgets?
I have a meeting with Indra tomorrow. We should be able to whip this thing out finally, I hope.
You should post, Jamie, you should post next Tuesday and the following Tuesday.
Yes.
Okay, but I mean, will we have versions of KPFK and KPF-8 to look at?
Well, you can ask Brian about A. And K, we have a version.
LaVarn, we gave you
I'm going to try to set up a conference call to, this week with Grace and with, I guess, Bob and with Anthony.
And Dee might come back.
My understanding is that the KPFA budget was submitted to national office.
It was.
A long time ago.
No, it was submitted, but it wasn't complete because there were some open questions on headcount. So, you know, and there were questions that Efren had sent back, and I was told that those questions couldn't be addressed until Lim returned, which was... So, the budget that was submitted, it was. I don't think so.
Okay.
I think so.
And
well,
Dee,
we don't have Ben.
Do we have a referee?
And Dee's pending.
Dee's pending. So I will type up. So as far as LaVarn, you're saying it's been sent back to the station, and Brian, you're saying it hasn't been.
Well, it wouldn't be sent back to me. I don't work on the document.
I understand.
I referee it through the local board. So, I mean, that's between my business office and the national office.
Yeah,
it
was.
We gave you what our local board approved.
Because of questions about headcount, and that had not been resolved. So it was sent back to get those questions resolved. And
What are the questions,
Lamar?
If you can discuss them on an open line.
And privately.
A name, a list, and by department. Headcount.
Privately, at your own time, guys.
Thank you. I whatever that motion was to get off this call, I support it. It is, oh my God, it's 10:30. I'm going to have to take the taxi. I'm going to have to use specific, no, let me not say that because I'm going to go and get on the subway like I do every night. But I do need to get out of here.
Be careful.
Okay,
though.
Well,
good night, guys.
Anyway, folks, before we leave, we'll have a meeting next Tuesday, but I need to know that we're going
to
have budgets that are ready to
receive. You need to post it anyway. That's the most important thing.
I'll post the budget, too.
Okay,
good
thank
night.
You, LaVarn. You know, we're all volunteers here. We can't come on meetings without
good night.
To work on.
Oh, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Do we have a motion to adjourn?
Susan had a motion to adjourn.
Okay, are there any objections to adjourning?
Good night.
Hearing none. Okay, thank you all, folks.